This is chapter 12 of the book Why Bother with Jesus by Michael Green. It is no longer in print, and I therefore recorded each of these chapters and made it available for public listening. Chapter 12 is called Get Big by Bothering. The previous chapters were chapter 1, Why Bother with Jesus? 2, Bother Because He's Real? 3, Bother Because He's the Ideal? 4, Bother Because His Character is the Greatest? 5, Bother Because of His Offer? 6, Bother Because of His Claims? 7, Bother Because He Loves You? 8, Bother Because He Conquered Death? 9, Bother Because He Can Change Your Life? 10, Bother Because You Need Him. 11, Bother Because He Calls You. And now this short chapter, 12, Get Big by Bothering. A celebrated London employment agency once made the proud boast that it got big by bothering. There is a lot in that. Growth does not happen by accident in business, nor does it in the Christian life. You only get big by bothering. Now, the New Testament certainly expects us to get big, but one part of us that should not grow is our head. You will not need a larger size in hats the longer you go on with Christ. Quite the reverse. The more time you spend in His company, the more you will see yourself in your true colors, and the more you will realize that any progress is to be credited to Him, not you. Simon Peter learned that from painful personal experience. The man who had thought he could never fall away from Jesus denied Him 3 times the night when Jesus was arrested. He writes later with feeling, "Clothe yourself, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time He may exalt you." 1 Peter 5 verse 5. No, the areas in which we grow big are quite different. Grow big by eating. However old you are when you come to faith, you then become a spiritual babe. Just as the baby longs for its bottle, so the new Christian will long for the pure spiritual milk that by it you may grow up. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. Spiritual milk includes Bible reading, and it helps no end to get some system like the one produced by the Scripture Union, obtainable from a local Christian bookshop, and to find some Christian friend who can read it with you a bit and give you some help. But spiritual food is wider than Bible reading. It includes prayer, and here again we shall need help. It includes the Holy Communion. Jesus left us a meal to remember Him by, and we need it regularly. In it, we not only remember that we owe everything to His body broken and His blood shed for us. We also feast with the risen Lord, and we look forward to being with Him when this life is over. Grow big by trusting. We are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brothers, because your trust is growing all the time. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. The new believers in this northern Greek city were learning to trust the Lord whom they could not see. They trusted Him to build them up in love for other Christians, to teach them and to see them through hard times. They trusted Him with their problems and their need for guidance. And this is how they grew in confidence and in experience of the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will act, said the Old Testament, Psalm 37:5. The Thessalonians began falteringly to exercise this trust, and so can you. It is a great way to grow. Grow big by sharing. Christianity is not a solo trip. It has to be done in a team. God is not interested in changing individuals alone. He wants to show what he can do in a community who trust in him. The New Testament puts this point in various ways. Here are a couple out of the same letter written to Christians in what was then the leading city of Turkey, Ephesus. You people, says the apostle, are like limbs in a body. You need to grow and to keep pace in your growth with one another, so that the whole body is coordinated. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. From him the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament, makes bodily growth when every part is working properly and builds itself up in love, says Ephesians 4 verse 15. Isn't that a marvelous picture of our need for a close, supportive Christian fellowship? He put it in a different way in chapter 2, 21. Christians are seen not as limbs in a body this time, but as stones in a building. And as he watches, he seems to see the whole structure joined together and growing into a holy temple for the Lord. You too are built into this temple, and together we become a place where the Holy Spirit lives. How about that for privilege? Doesn't it put a new perspective on our mutual relationships as Christians? We grow by being together. It can't be done on our own. The last section in chapter 12, and therefore the last section in this book, is Get Big by Growing Fruit. In Colossians 1 verse 10, Paul longs that the Colossians may lead a life worthy of the Lord, learn to please him in everything they do, and bear fruit in every good work while they increase in the knowledge of God. Fruit bearing is the natural outcome of growth, and so it is when the Holy Spirit is planted in the soil of our lives. Fruit is used in the New Testament mainly to indicate change in our character and the conversion of other people to faith in Jesus. These are the qualities God longs to see in his followers who are growing. None of these aspects of growth happens by accident. You have to actually get a Bible out. You have to go to church. You have to start praying. If you mean to grow big by eating, you have to commit problems and temptations to the Lord if you want to grow big in faith. You have to get stuck in with other Christians if you are to grow up into one body, one building. If you're going to bear fruit, you have to ask the Holy Spirit to transform your character, and to take your courage in both hands and open your mouth to speak. These things require attention. But then growth always does. You get big by bothering. Don't be a dwarf Christian, will you? You only get big by bothering.